This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush announced this morning that he's freezing terrorist assets in the United States, and he wants other countries to do the same.
We're putting banks and financial institutions around the world on notice. We will work with their governments, ask them to freeze or block terrorists' ability to access funds in foreign accounts. If they fail to help us by sharing information or freezing accounts, the Department of the Treasury now has the authority to freeze their banks' assets and transactions in the United States.
The president said this is part of a move to show that this war on terrorism will be fought on many fronts. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The president and his team repeatedly have said this will not be just a military action. What else is the Bush administration asking other countries to
do? Well, this morning when he came out into the Rose Garden to make this announcement, he had with him the Secretary of the Treasury, because, of course, he was talking about financial institutions abroad as well as individuals who contribute to terrorist causes. And he had with him his Secretary of State, Colin Powell. And General Powell, Secretary Powell, has talked repeatedly about how this is something that different countries will contribute to in different ways. And the president emphasized that again this morning, that some countries will contribute to the military effort, whatever that turns out to be, that other countries will contribute intelligence. And that's particularly true of Russia. And the president went on at length this morning about a conversation that he had had with Vladimir Putin that very first day when the president was on Air Force One, and he called the president of Russia to say, we've put our forces on highest alert, but the Cold War is over. We do not expect a commensurate response from you. And Putin said, of course, the Cold War is over, and we will not have any kind of reaction that way. But so it is part of a cooperation that started instantly, and where Russia will be very key in providing intelligence, because they have people who have been working on the ground in the region of Afghanistan for a very long time. And then this question of finances is one that is particularly tricky in countries like Saudi Arabia and Egypt, where some individual wealthy people have contributed to organizations like bin Laden's, and where there are bank accounts probably as well in places, probably in Switzerland. And the president went on to talk about non-governmental organizations, which he said can sound like they have very pretty sounding names, being a charitable organization, but that the money from those also ends up in terrorist pockets, and that he wants that eliminated as well. So a whole variety of efforts. And finally, this question of Osama bin Laden's white paper, it's come to be called, the goods against him, which some countries have been demanding because they want to know, they want to show their people that bin Laden is guilty, and show that they're not just cooperating with the United States because they're getting hit by the United States to do so. The Secretary of State this morning said a lot of that information is confidential, is classified. But on the other hand, bin Laden has already been indicted in this country for the bombing of the World Trade Towers. And that's, I think, as I recall, a 125-page indictment giving the goods against him. So all of that fresh this morning, Bob, but all of it pointing toward ratcheting up all of the efforts around the world.
And delivered with some passion, I might add.
Yes, the president talked about rooting that when he was asked about the economy, which of course is a home front security issue. He talked about these terrorists are not going to get us, that they're not going to discourage us, that the Americans will wait until they are smoked out of their caves. But of course, the president does have home front concerns as well. He has named the head of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge. There are these reports of crop duster planes perhaps being prepared to spread biological weapons. So many concerns ahead.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.